If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, everyone. It is Dylan, and I have something I want you to own. Have you ever cut cookies and ended up with a little bit of extra dough because the shape doesn't fit together? No more. I want you to own a pair of mathematically efficient cookie cutters, two shapes in Penrose tile shapes that you can use to make an infinite plane of cookies with no wasted dough. How do you get these, you ask? Well, you get them for free, along with a pre-order of our new book that's coming out. It is called Gastro Obscura, A Food Adventurer's Guide. And it is co-authored by Cecily Wong and myself. And it takes you on a journey all around the world to the monastery in the UK that makes the meat of the gods. It takes you to Africa to try the miracle berry, which changes your taste buds. It takes you really everywhere and shares the most interesting food stories, recipes, ingredients from that place. So if you are someone who's interested in travel, in food, or really someone who likes the show, I think this is a good book for you to check out. You can learn more at books.atlasobscura.com and get those cookie cutters. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening, and on with the show. We have back on the show the amazing, the incredible Jonathan and Michelle, our Places team at Atlas Obscura. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Michelle. Thank you for being here.
I was expecting air horns. Can we add those in post?
Yeah. Oh, there can be air horns, trust me.
I mean, the introductions just get better and better with every episode I'm through.
Anyway, for people who don't know what we're talking about, Jonathan and Michelle are the editors of our Places team. They see all the interesting places that people send to us and turn them into fully fledged Atlas published locations. And so every time I talk to you two, I ask you basically the same question at the start, which is, what have you guys seen recently that has caught your interest?
My first offering for today is a Buddhist temple in Taiwan that just looks like absolutely bonkers, like nothing I've ever seen before. It is the Fufu Dingshan Shell and Coral Temple. Basically, every surface of this small temple is covered in coral and seashells that's been arranged in these incredible, intricate designs. It is fairly recent. It was built in the 90s.
What? The 1990s?
The 1990s.
That is very recent. Wow.
I know. It's surprising because I think if you look at pictures of it, it looks like one of those things. It's like, oh, of course, they built this like hundreds of years ago when artisans could dedicate their time to things like these. But it was built in like the mid-90s. There are all these scenes on the walls that are illustrated in sort of a mosaic made out of different colored seashells and coral and like carved little bits and pieces.
Can I ask, do you know why? Like, I mean, except that it is awesome. Like, why did they do this?
I'm so glad you asked.
Okay.
the story for why this temple was built is that Ji Gong, who was a 12th century Buddhist monk who lived in China, there's a story that he appeared to someone in a dream and told them to build a temple that looked like a majestic underwater palace.
Love an inspired by a dream backstory. Love a kind of whole, like, vision through dreams is always a good origin story.
If you're going to look up pictures for any place that I mention on this podcast, this is a very good one.
Well, let's do the next set of things here, because we're getting really close to, I would call it Atlas Obscura's favorite holiday. It's my favorite holiday. It is a lot of people's favorite holiday. We're just around the corner from Halloween. Atlas has a long history of having weird, spooky, interesting, macabre places in it. Let's talk about some Halloween-y, spooky spots. Jonathan, how about you? Anything in the kind of Halloween theme that you've seen?
So underneath the Tiber Island in Rome, Italy, is a burial crypt of the Sagnocchi Rossi Brotherhood, which is, that's the short name of the Brotherhood. I'm going to give you the full name right here. So the Brotherhood of the Devotees of Jesus at Calvary and Holy Lady Mary of Sorrows and Relief of the Holy Souls in Purgatory.
What a name.
Yes, it's a fantastic name.
It's a mouthful.
The shorter name basically came from the hoods that they wore. They wore a lot of red hoods and red capes, and that's kind of where the Second Rossi name came from. They were mostly a charitable organization. One of their main goals was basically the dignification and burial of abandoned bodies, mostly those that washed up along the shores of the Tiber River and that went unclaimed. So the work was carried out at night, and it was often people could see them with their torch lit processions, like heading down to the river to search for bodies and bury them. But the crypt wasn't designed for those burials. The crypt was actually designed for Brotherhood members. And inside this crypt, I mean, it's an ossuary. So, of course, all the bones are on display, but they're displayed in like artistic form. So they're on the walls and like, you know, it's a skull and then two bones are crossed and different art forms and chandeliers.
Yeah.
And it's dark, it's spooky, it's scary, but it's also like so fascinating that this was like their ritual and this is how they did their burials. Going on, the crypt lasted, was used about till 1836, I believe, but it was constantly damaged by, of course, floods. And then also the Pope outlawed these type of burials around that same time, around 1836, because it was a cholera outbreak in the region.
Hmm.
Not the fault of the ossuaries, by the way. bad sanitation systems. Anyway, go, yeah.
It's a horrible sanitation everywhere. But so they did resume for a little while, but around 1871, that's when the Kingdom of Italy came in, and they outlawed these types of cemeteries completely. So all kind of ossuaries, hospital cemeteries as well. Everybody had to be buried in a state-sanctioned cemetery.
I didn't realize that those ever got outlawed. I sort of thought they just like fell out of practice.
I think a lot of it had to do with disease and plague and things of that nature, and just feeling that putting the body underground was a safe way to like stop any type of spread of virus or infections around.
If anyone is interested in starting a modern ossuary movement, like, I'm fully down. I'm up for it. I do feel like it's probably hard with burial laws in the U.S. also. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, maybe we should explore this as a thing. Maybe we should, you know, bring back ossuaries, you know?
I feel as though, and this is just me personally, like, when we go to a cemetery, we see the headstone, and that's kind of what we remember is the headstone. When they visit the ossuary, they would actually see a physical representation of their loved one.
Seeing someone's skull. I mean, it's, and then you can touch your head and feel your own skull, and you're like, that's interesting.
It's almost a recognition that death is real, and this is what death is, and it's an acceptance of it.
Yeah. So, Michelle, maybe you could tell us about what you've got in the Halloween category.
I'd like to go to England for a minute.
Okay.
And talk about the Woodchester Mansion. This is an old Victorian mansion, which is sort of old hat for us at Atlas Obscura. You know, we have a lot of them in sort of various states of repair or disrepair. The inside is missing a lot of floors. There are rooms that just sort of don't exist. But this one's a little interesting. It's a little different than some of the others because it's, those rooms did not exist and then fall apart. They were never finished. The Woodchester Mansion was abandoned in the middle of construction when the owner sort of died unexpectedly, and it has stayed in the same state since the 1870s. But what is really interesting about this place, in addition to being like a spooky, abandoned, incomplete manor, is that it's also home to a large colony of bats. hats.
Ah, well, that really fits. I mean, you can't have a spooky half-finished abandoned Victorian mansion without a large colony of bats to populate it.
Of course. It's like they knew they were needed. So there are two types of horseshoe bats that live in the northwest attics of this mansion. And they sort of set up camp there, and they have become the subjects of one of the longest continuous studies of a mammal in the world. There's a guy, Dr. Roger Ransome, who's been studying these bats since 1959. And like most of what we know about them is because of this study in this sort of spooky old mansion.
What?
And they have a little observatory set up so you can watch the bats. The bats are only there from April to sort of late summer. And if you come on summer evenings as the sun sets, you can sort of see them fly out to go forage in the surrounding valley.
By the way, like this kind of thing is my favorite Atlas Obscura type of place where it's like the weird hatch a turn in it where you're like, part one, crazy abandoned Victorian mansion that's been like sitting there like rotting away since 1870. Part two, also one of the longest running bat studies. That is really cool. Well, those were great, great Halloween places. I really want to check out that ossuary. I'm fascinated by this mansion with the bat study going on, and always an absolute joy to talk to the both of you about all of this stuff. So thank you for bringing such good places. I cannot wait till the next time. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I'll see you next time.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.